content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And it's 8 a.m. Central Time where we are. Thank you so much for coming back to the Power Hour. We appreciate your donations and your support, too. Power Mall is now open, by the way, at 877-817-9829 if you want to place an order. That helps us keep on the air as well. And if we talk about health products because of the Power Mall, we have disclaimers on that website that the information provided on the site is for informational purposes only. It's not intended as a substitute for advice from your physician or other healthcare professional, for that matter. But here's the thing. We have to give that disclaimer, because if we don't, the FDA and the FTC and, you know, whatever other acronym wants to come after us says, well, you didn't put a disclaimer on there. Yeah. It's for information and educational purposes. You make the decision. See, this is a thing. It's all about informed consent. We're going to give you, because, see, there wasn't a disclaimer. As a matter of fact, it's amazing how our two-tiered system of justice works between the United States of America in all capital letters in D.C. versus the United States in upper and lower case when it comes to healthcare and prosecuting. We'll have to get Dr. Eric Naputi back on the show because he was being sued by the FTC for $5 billion. Yeah, they're trying to shut him up. They don't want to hear any of it. It goes totally against the narrative because, see, it's all about informed consent. We're back to that again. Informed consent, meaning you weren't told that this shot you took was going to have a bad consequence connected to it, that there was poison and all sorts of other garbage in it, that there was graphene oxide in it, all these little pieces of what look like metallic flakes are in it. You weren't told that you could have Bell's palsy or hyper whatever. You weren't told that you could have myocarditis or pericarditis as a result of it. You weren't told you could get high blood pressure from it. You weren't told you could get a heart attack. You weren't told that 4% of the virus had HIV. How many people out there do you know that got the jab, actually went and got an AIDS test? HIV, that's what I'm talking about here. How many people went out and just wanted to go find out, I got the jab, and I want to find out, do I have AIDS? See, because HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, actually is what's responsible for causing AIDS. So if you want to find out you've got HIV, you have to do a blood test for it. How many people have done that yet? Raise your hand. Now, if you took the jab, I'm not talking about people who've gotten COVID. See, supposedly the entire COVID disease contains some sort of formula. Jean-Luc Montagnier, the late Nobel laureate, and his team said, look, we know, we've looked at this. We know what's in the other 4% of the shot. It's HIV. How do you think we're getting all these variants? See, when you start listening to what some of these doctors who have looked at this are saying, they clearly said that these are recombinant viruses. HIV, according to Dr. Robert Strucker, who discovered all of this stuff that they were generating out of Fort Detrick, Maryland at the bio lab there, HIV has 665 trillion different variations. That is what we call a recombinant virus, means it continues to mutate out of itself. And see, when Jean-Luc Montagnier and his team studied this, they said, oh, look what we got here, recombinant viruses. That means that this, because they were saying 96% was this particular stuff in it, but the other 4% wasn't identified until Jean-Luc Montagnier got a hold of the stuff, started looking at it, and went, oh, we know what it is. It's the AIDS virus. They put it in the shot. So how many of you gone out there and got yourself tested for AIDS? See if you're positive. You know, here's another thing that's scaring a lot of people. We're getting a lot of false positives for AIDS. They're going out and getting tested after they got the jab, and these PCR tests don't tell them squat. You got to have a blood test if you're going to find out. You got to test for HIV specifically, and who's doing it? You talk about informed consent. It's no wonder, you know, here's what was this? I saw this thing over the weekend. It's pretty much the definition of insanity. You know, going and doing the next thing for the next 10 years you did for the last 10 years, expecting different results. Well, you know, the last people that should be the should provide a solution to anything are the ones who created the problem. But see, that goes right along with Hegelian dialectic. Maybe they created the problem because they already had a pre-planned solution. We have a problem. It's called, we have a massive population we need to get rid of. So the solution would be, come up with a jab that kills most of the population. I know people are going, boy, Krieger, that's a reach. Really? 220 million people took the jab, and we got, you know, the insurance companies are saying all these young people are dropping dead. This is rare. People under the age of 45 are dropping dead. Why is that? Well, they went out and they bought into what the government told them, of course. You talk about uninformed consent. They weren't told the whole truth about this stuff, and now it's all leaked out. And the government is still, even with Fauci going in front of Congress saying, I don't recall, doing the old Watergate thing, suffers from Watergate syndrome. I am not a crook. Yeah. Fauci made gobs of money off all this. And he admitted to Congress openly, same thing Deborah Birx did in her book. Oh, we made it all up. That 6 foot distancing thing, we made it up. Yet there are people out there, you go out on the street these days, and you look in the grocery stores, you look in your Walmarts, and they still got those circles on the ground. 6 feet here, 6 feet there. Go to any post office and you see them. 6 feet apart, 6 feet apart. I purposefully go right up in line and stand right up behind the next person, 1 foot away, and invade their space. You know what? Most of them are happy to talk to you, especially when you start a conversation with them up close and personal and say, hey, how you doing? And they turn around and look at you like, oh, I'm fine. Thanks for asking. You know, it's just amazing the kinds of conversations you can engage in with people, because a lot of people are waking up. Quaker Oats, meanwhile, there's a big recall warning out for those of you Quaker Oats. Now, come on. The company is owned by PepsiCo. They've announced additional recall charges in the U.S. and Canada. Expanded recall includes Quaker Chewy granola bars and cereals, Captain Crunch bars and select cereals, Gamesa Maria's cereal, Gatorade peanut butter chocolate protein bars, Munchies Munch Mix, and snack boxes that contain those products. I mean, this is huge. The FDA has received at least 24 reports of adverse events related to the products initially recalled. No illnesses are confirmed, of course. But adverse events can include medical problems, but also complaints about off taste of color or color of a product, defective packaging, and other non-medical issues. FDA is going to continue to investigate. Now we're talking about salmonella risk here. You eat one of these things and all of a sudden you get fever, diarrhea, nausea, and vomiting and stomach pain. Did you eat one of these things? Quaker. Anything Quaker in your house? In rare cases, bacterial infections involving these products can be fatal. Check your pantries. If you got any listed products, pitch them. Quaker Oats, their website, they have a recall website with additional info and details on getting reimbursed. Those of you that have been suffering from stomach or medical issues, you need to check your pantry to see whether or not you've got Quaker Chewy granola bars or any of that garbage in there. See what you get when you eat ultra-processed foods. Wow. Now we find out, do you remember DSM? The DSM-4, the DSM-5? This is a psychiatric Bible for the American Psychiatric Association. It lists all of these. It's what the DSM stands for, Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Medical Disorders. They got millions of dollars $14 million, as a matter of fact, as a result of what? Conflicts of interest. Why am I not surprised? Contributors to the psychiatry's Bible got $14 million from the industry. Why is that? Well, because DSM is the industry standard used to establish symptom criteria of all these psychiatric disorders. Well, let's see. Tell me what your symptoms are, and they'll flip through the DSM and they go, oh, you have this. In order to do that, we have to prescribe this. You see that? It's because the DSM plays a role in approving new drugs and patents and can hold sway over payers and mental health professionals looking for the manual that's been referred to as the Bible and its industry influence. The first DSM was published in 1952 by the APA. I always like it when comedian Dale Jones used to say they didn't have ADD back when I was going to school in the 70s. Back then they called it stupid. You see, and now over the years, 40 years, as a matter of fact, the APA appointed groups to revise the DSM, came out with three more versions. DSM-4 was published in 1994. Manual was a six-year effort involving over 1,000 people from multiple professional and healthcare organizations. And what's even scarier is how they can, based on the DSM, insurance companies can try to deny coverage. But see, out of the DSM-5 that's out there now, they have a DSM-5-TR, text revision. That began in 2007 and 2019, respectively, involving more than 200 experts. Their work included creating white papers, monographs, and journal articles that led to summary of the current state of psychiatry. And why was that? To steer you in the direction of Big Pharma. The contributors working on the medication-induced disorders got over $8.4 million in undisclosed funding. You really think you need to go see a shrink? Maybe you and your shrink need to have trade places so that you can chew him out for relying on this manual. See, but this is what they're using to reclassify your child as having gender identity dysphoria. Think about that. A new report is revealing widespread presence of plastic chemicals in popular foods. Why am I not surprised? See, this is why we have the Heaven's Harvest Heirloom Vegetable Seed Kit, because you can grow your own. Why aren't you? Well, Dave, there's snow on the ground. Yeah, I get that. Yeah, if it's cold, you sure don't want to do that. You'll freeze off your asparagus. You don't want to do that. I saw some pictures. Some people, they're really getting creative with their gardening, which is kind of cool. You know, phthalates, ever heard of that? Staggering 79% of the tested foods contain detectable levels of phthalates or bisphenol. These are plastics. Big ag and foods contaminated with plastic. This is big ag. This is huge. This is Bill Gates. Got it written all over it. So you can actively contribute to your well-being by opting for food exclusively grown by local farmers or yourself. Again, I'm going to go back to these pictures I saw over the weekend. See, just because the show ends on Friday afternoon doesn't mean I stop doing research. When not involved in foreclosure defense cases, which I'm heavily involved in now because foreclosures are skyrocketing and people don't get it yet. This is part of how they're going to steal your home. This is how the big banks are doing it. They come into court and they lie about stuff. But see, in the process of doing all my research, came across a bunch of pictures of gardens that are boring versus gardens that look cute, that are creative. And I'm figuring, well, there's an interesting way to combine landscaping with your garden. So instead of just digging row gardens everywhere, your whole backyard is nothing but one big row garden. And let's say that it's just you or you and your wife, You know, there's just a couple, and you're living together, and that's the end of it. You know, the kids are grown, they're out of the house. Why not get creative and incorporate your vegetable gardens and your flower gardens and your fruit gardens and all the other stuff? Why not figure out a way to incorporate it into your landscaping ideas? Interesting, having a backyard that, you know, looks like one of these Irish gardens out there. They get really creative. Let's say you're limited. Let's say you've got rocky terrain. Let's say you've got limited area and you're like in a mountainous region. And you've got to, you know, cut paths every which way. Well, why not use the sides of the paths you're cutting to put in raised bed gardens on the ground and grow crops? It's kind of cool. You can do that with the Heaven's Harvest Heirloom Vegetable Seed Kit, which means you get to use those seeds from what you've raised over and over again to keep growing good stuff, so you don't have to rely on Big Ag anymore. They've really screwed with our food. Here's another scary news note. Genetically modified synthetic milk is hitting the stores this year. Did you hear what I just said? GMO milk. No antibiotics, no hormones, just dairy. A new completely lactose-free dairy, dairy without the cows. How does that work? This is fake milk sold by Bored Cow. That's B-O-R-E-D, cow. Uses a wannabe whey protein microflora called ProFirm, made by their partner Perfect Day, a consumer biology company on a mission to create a kinder, greener tomorrow by developing new ways to make the food you love today, starting in the dairy aisle. Folks, please be aware of this. Bored Cow. Don't buy it. All these folks claim their product is a new kind of animal-free milk alternative made with real milk protein from fermentation. You really want to trust that? The Health Research Institute, a nonprofit independent lab based in Fairfield, Iowa, examined multiple samples of Bored Cow's original flavor milk using mass spectrometry to test the claim that the synthetic protein it had in it was the same as real milk protein. HRI compared these results to samples of natural milk from grass-fed cows. Their testing revealed 92 unknown molecules and a fungicide in synthetic milk protein used by more than a dozen food brands sold in common grocery chains. The ingredients listed for Bored Cow's original flavor are, some of these are going to be, of the 92 unknown molecules that never been studied by scientists, so we don't know whether they're safe or dangerous, according to HRI's director. Water, animal-free whey protein from fermentation, sunflower oil, sugar, less than 1% of vitamin A, B12, D2, riboflavin, citrus fiber, salt, dipotassium phosphate, acacia, gelatin gum, mixed tocopherols, calcium potassium phosphate citrate, as natural flavor. This is a stew made with sorcery and mostly crap, according to HRI's chief scientist and CEO John Fagan, PhD, and I'm quoting him here. He's a molecular biologist and former cancer researcher at the National Institutes of Health, been a worldwide pioneer in testing GMO junk. They were only able to identify 8 compounds. The rest were uncharacterized by scientific literature. And you want to drink this stuff and give it to your kids. Bored Cow. Claiming the proteins are molecularly identical to those produced by cows is a lie. Synthetic milk has never been before consumed by humans and has not undergone testing or whatever trials. The slogan's no longer applicable. Perfect Day claims ProFirm does not contain GMOs. The industry calls it precision fermentation rather than genetic engineering. Well, you can make up anything you want. Tastes and performs the same way as real milk when used as an ingredient. Tricks is for kids, too. Raspberry, red, lemon, yellow, orange. Yeah. Wow. Microflora is a nice term for GMO yeast. Really, you want to buy that? You want to buy that crap? You got to send a message and stop buying all this stuff. The FDA doesn't care. They're not going to make them label it. The FDA concluded this product could be generally regarded as safe. But hey, when it comes to public health precautions, that doesn't matter. Geoengineering Watch, by the way, has article number 440 out talking about the weekend of ferocious winter weather with these low temp records set in the U.S. heartland, calling it the chemical flash freezing of the U.S. being super sensationalized by all matrix media sources. Geoengineers are doubling down on winter weather whiplash. Well, there's an alliteration of W's for you. What aren't they telling us? One headline example from this week: birds drop from trees in extreme 45 degrees centigrade Australian heat amid sweltering four-week heat wave. Can't have a legitimate discussion of climate anything from any perspective without first and foremost addressing the global climate intervention operations. New Hampshire, by the way, has introduced a bill banning climate engineering. Will it pass? Will it make a difference? We'll see. There's a video on there. It's a 90-second alert. We're including that in the email blast, which if you're subscribing to it and you got the internet, you can go watch it. The Environmental Protection Agency, by the way, their officials have failed to disclose as much as $7 billion in spending to Maine federal internet website to inform the public about where their tax dollars are going, according to a government watchdog. The EPA's initial reporting of its fiscal 2022 year spending in usaspending.gov was not complete or accurate, according to the watchdog. This occurred because the EPA's Office of Chief Financial Officer did not follow its information technology configuration management procedures. Ooh, that's a mouthful. Do we care? Taxpayers have been initially misinformed about the EPA spending. Again, does that affect us? Well, it's our tax dollars. I told you what you need to do to combat that. Start a business. Get deductions. Don't pay taxes. Write it all off. Be a consultant. You know something. Come on, you know something. Start a business. I don't care if the LLC is a creature of the state. Doesn't matter. Start a business. Be a consultant. Write off 75 different things, according to my CPA anyway. Yeah, I know. I've been preparing my taxes. Hey, I've only got two folders of stuff to go through here. I'm almost done. See, I got to send out 1099s and all. See, yeah, that's how I write it all off. You pay other people, you get to write that off. You get to deduct it. Hello. So it's not a big deal. It really isn't. You get yourself a good CPA and live your life. See, that's the thing about working for the man, because if you work for the man, what's he going to do? Come payday, you're going to say, oh, look how much money they took out. Send it right to the government. What money don't you get to use? You see, if you're self-employed, you get to use all that money. Of course, if you want to pay in, if you think you're going to owe taxes. See, sole proprietors, I found out the hard way, being a sole proprietor does not pay. You only get 35 deductions to start with, and the IRS audits more sole proprietors than they do LLCs and corporations. And they're going to come after the middle-income sole proprietor because they think they got it all together. Wow. We also, under gardening, farming, and homesteading, you ever thought about black chickens? You know, they're all same flesh underneath. But see, here's some stuff. If you want to add one or more solid black chickens to your flock, you've got a great variety from which to choose. Many of the breeds have black feathers. Some even have black skin and meat. No shortage of options there. There are 46 black chicken breeds recognized by the American Poultry Association. As a matter of fact, that's why we included an article there. Great news, because there are different reasons for why you have a flock of chickens. And of course, there's an article on raising black chickens, which is best for your flock, be it the Jersey Giant, the Silky, the Australorp, the Cochin, the Orpington, the Americana and Araucana, the Minorca, Java, Japanese Bantams, Creve Coeur, Hamburgs, Marin's, La Fleche, Langshan, I Am Samani, and all other black chicken breeds accepted by the APA. So you got to decide, because they come in all shapes and sizes, as well as temperaments and tolerance to different climates. So you got to do the research. They have different sizes and shapes of combs, which work better or worse in different climates. Most have clean legs. If you have feathered legs, they're kind of cool. And they lay brown eggs. Some of them lay big brown eggs. Some of them lay little pullets. But the thing is that raising chickens from scratch may not be a bad thing in your future, because yes, it does involve a heat lamp. It does involve putting them in a enclosed area. It's going to cost you a couple hundred bucks to set it up. But look, after the first couple of times of raising flocks of chickens, both for meat and for eggs, I mean, it doesn't matter. You get sex links. When you buy the chickens, you don't know whether they're male or female unless you pay to have them sexed, and you're guaranteed all of one thing or all of another to either raise chickens for meat or raise chickens for, and you better be prepared to eviscerate the bird, defeather them and eviscerate them in the right way so that they're not tough. See, because a lot of these plants inject their birds with water. And what does that do? You know, once they go through the processing line and they get sanitized to prevent E. coli, salmonella, and listeria, then they inject them with water. They inject the bird with water. And what does that do? It increases the weight of the bird. Makes it look plumper, bigger, fatter. Ooh, that looks like a nice, healthy bird. I think I'll get that. And you pick it up and all that water cooks off. And all of a sudden, now I've got a shrunken up bird. No, they did that because it increases the pound weight, which you pay more for, right? Think about it. Raising your chickens might make more economic sense these days, because at least you know they're not being injected with hormones. You just can't trust the industry anymore. Yep. Bunch of different things. If you're going to make a New Year's resolution this year, it might be to do everything in your power to minimalize. Use the money when you're minimalizing to get off grid and do things that make a difference in your life as far as being able to feed your family and break away from the grocery stores as much as possible and stay off of the adulterated foods. I want to get back to the Second Amendment. I know we've kind of pushed that down. I told you about the false positive HIV test results more likely among patients with active COVID. Yeah, don't fall for that. I'm going to get to Second Amendment details here. We got a couple of big cases out. We will do that after we come back from these important messages from the Power Mall and the Power Hour. Take a few phone calls. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue, formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients, such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Come to the Power Mall today and purchase Mediterranean black seed oil from North American Urban Spice. Exclusively from the genetic source and never standardized. Cold pressed, it's so good it supports cardiovascular, respiratory, immune, digestive, neurologic health, and so much more. Said to be good for everything but death itself, come find the best prices on black seed capsules or 8-ounce varieties when you visit thepowermall.com. or call 877-817-9829 to purchase.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi everyone, this is Catherine, producer of the Power Hour. Not very many of you know that I suffer from an autoimmune disease, and one product that I depend on daily is Global Healing Center's organic plant-based selenium. Selenium is essential for optimal endocrine and immune function, and for moderating the inflammatory response. Not only that, but this essential trace mineral plays a vital role in promoting a healthy thyroid, maintaining cardiovascular health, and supporting metabolism. This expertly crafted supplement is extracted from the mustard seed plant. It is vegan-friendly and highly bioavailable, ensuring optimal absorption of this powerful antioxidant. So whether or not you're dealing with an autoimmune disorder like me, or you simply want to boost your immune function, I recommend you try Global Healing Center Selenium from the Power Mall. It's available by going to thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits, recognizing that the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, the Power Mall is now open at 877-817-9829. For those of you who want to chime in, talk to Power Hour J today and order stuff, you can go online too to thepowermall.com. And that's what keeps us in business, is you buying products. I'm moving on to the Second Amendment area. I realize it kind of leaves some of the important stuff for last, but it is important. You need to understand what's going on here. Here we got this guy. He's a postal worker. Name is Emmanuel Ayala. Okay. He apparently decided he was going to go into the post office with a firearm. And of course, there is a statute out there, a U.S. code. That would be 18 U.S.C. 930A, which regulates the possession of firearms and dangerous weapons in federal facilities. Well, a grand jury, because of the fact he decided to carry it into a post office, he's a postal worker. He was using it for protection while walking to and from the employee parking lot. But then he was indicted by a grand jury because they, you know, they can indict a ham sandwich. On September 14, 2022, which is how long this case has been going on, two agents from the U.S. Postal Service's Office of Inspector General attempted to detain Emmanuel Ayala as he walked into the post office. He ran, but he was eventually apprehended by local police, and a grand jury indicted him for violating Section 930A, as well as forcibly resisting arrest. Well, Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell, U.S. District Judge, on January 12th, issued a ruling citing New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin, in which SCOTUS said the Second Amendment protects an American citizen's right to carry a handgun in public for self-defense purposes, and ruling also, there is nothing where the government has proven its burden, and that the court, the Supreme Court especially, has been clear that the government has to point to historical principles that would permit it to prohibit firearms in possession. In other words, you walk in post offices right now, this judge says you can go to the post office and carry a gun with you for protection. That's what she said. Now, Judge Mizell's order only resolves Mr. Ayala's Section 930 claims, not the claims that he ran and had to be arrested. That was resisting arrest. He still has to atone for that. And this took place back in 2022 when he was a semi-truck driver for the Postal Service. From time to time, he would bring his firearms into the post office when retrieving a semi-truck for extra protection because, you know, with a crime the way it is, you would think that these, no, they want to shoot first and ask questions later. You would think that these postal employees, if they felt that their life was being threatened and they were in an area that was high crime, because, you know, what's to stop people from hijacking postal trucks and stealing people's checks and bills and trying to cash them? What's to stop them from doing it? It's common. It happens. They need to protect themselves. I mean, how many people do you know? Postal carriers have been shot. They have the right to carry, you know, and you look at it this way. Federal facilities. That's another thing you got to look at, because a lot of these post offices out there are leased. They're not federal facilities. Even though they have a sign up there, no firearms allowed. Well, Judge Catherine Kimball Mizell said otherwise. Now, are you going to test that or respect it? What are you going to do? Well, Judge Mizell said I could carry a gun in here. Try and stop me. They might arrest you, but then again, you have to go to court and do so. You mean, is it worth it? I mean, what are you going to have? A law clerk that looks like Mae West? Oh, you packing a pistol? You happy to see me? You know, what are you going to get here? Does it make sense? Going, hey, let's deliberately see if we can get ourselves arrested. Sounds like your life is boring and you got nothing better to do than carry a gun into a post office. Here, have a Tide Pod while you're at it. You know, why bring all that excess on yourself, right? Well, I don't know. You know, depends. If you live in a high crime area, you might think twice. Who knows? Here's a story. Not of a man named Brady, okay? No, it's not that. You thought I was going there, didn't you? I was going to start singing the Brady Bunch. Nope. You remember me telling you a story a long time ago about the sheriff's constable that showed up to this lady's house, found that her car had its catalytic converter stolen in suburban Houston? Yeah, there's a ring out there. You know, somebody tried to pry your front door open, ma'am. Do you have a gun? Yep. Well, your car is an extension of your residence. Now, anything would have happened in this particular instance. Here we got this guy. He lives in suburban Houston in Cypress, Texas. His name is Terry Willis. He thought there was something funny going on out in his yard. He had heard that there was a gang out there of burglars pulling on door handles of parked cars to see if any were left open so they could ransack them. He had Willis had a UTV that was on the back of his truck hooked to it, and his surveillance cameras. We spotted surveillance cameras. He looked in there and, oh, there's guys out there trying to unhook his UTV off the truck. They were going to try to take it off of the trailer. So the video clearly shows Willis doing what he He says, I've had enough. I'm not taking it anymore. He didn't open the window and yell out, I'm mad as hell and I'm not taking it anymore, like Peter Finch did on Network. No, he didn't do that. Because there were previous car break-in reports in the neighborhood, Willis decided, after looking at his surveillance video and seeing these hoodlums outside, grabbed his AR-15, pointed it at him, and told him, hello, hello, hello. I told him, I don't think you want to do this. He racked the bolt pack, put the shell in the chamber, and these guys took off running. They were leaving, and that's what I wanted. I wanted them away from here. I don't want to kill anybody, but if it comes to protect my family, I will, Terry Willis said. He's got a lot of experience with guns. For 20 years, he's had a concealed weapons permit. He's been through hunter safety courses. He built guns. I built ARs, he explained. Well, they didn't damage anything. Nobody was injured. Police are seeking help to identify the suspects that he chased off. He says, I've worked for 40 years of my life. Everything I've got, never stole anything. I'm not taking it anymore. This isn't a place to come because we're tired of it. That's Terry Willis for you. Would you do that? Here's something else. If you talk to anybody in the firearms industry, they will tell you that Terry Willis did the right thing. Because if you were in wartime, well, he wasn't. That's the thing. They're just burglars, right? But if you would have shot them as they were fleeing, you shot them in the back instead of the front. Remember what I told you about shooting people that are running away from you. That would get you in deep trouble. You would probably get charged with manslaughter. But if they're coming at you and they got a knife or a firearm or whatever, you have a right to shoot them. If they don't leave and they come after you, you have the right to shoot them in the face, in the head, not in the arm or the leg, as the constable said to the lady whose catalytic converter was stolen. You got to do the right thing. If they're willing to run away and they didn't do anything, you don't have the right to shoot them in the back. I'm sorry, that's the law. Understand, this is why I put these stories in here, because it's educational. I don't want you getting in trouble for doing something crazy. You walk out there and point an AR-15 at somebody. I know, people always say, don't point a gun at somebody unless you intend to use it. Well, see, in this day and age with crime the way it is and these illegal immigrants running around the country, and all of a sudden they turn into have-nots and you got what they want, and they come to your door, what are you going to do? You know, if they come across that threshold, remember the Castle Doctrine? It's time we all started studying the law, because there's nothing this dual-purpose system of justice would do than to prosecute people that have been doing the right thing, defending their property and defending their loved ones. Somebody comes to your door and starts screaming at 3 o'clock in the morning and banging on your door, yelling, help me, help me, help me. Yeah. You see, we're starting to treat things a little more critically now. Looking at situations, because you have people banging on your door. It's like these kids, too. The TikTok challenge, go banging on people's doors and running away. One of these days, they're going to bang on somebody's door, trying to kick their door in, and the next thing you know, they're facing the barrel of a gun. And somebody's going to pull the trigger. And these punk-ass kids that are out there kicking in people's doors are going to get shot because of some stupid TikTok challenge. That's the stuff I'm talking about you got to be careful. Because they got to cross the threshold. That's another problem. If they're running away and you shoot them in the back, you're going to get arrested. Can't happen. They got to be inside the residence or they got to be in your yard coming at you in a furtive and aggressive manner. This I was told by a Texas peace officer. It's educational, folks. Now, remember I told you about the false positive HIV tests are more likely among patients with active COVID? See, it's a blood test, not a PCR. This is a recent paper by Feldman et al. Reporting a young man who attempted to commit suicide because he got a false positive HIV. He thought he had AIDS and he was going to kill himself. You see, this is where the health industry has really screwed the pooch. An Australian vaccine trial was abandoned in 2020 because of a high number of participants turning HIV false positive. Australia had previously agreed to buy 51 million doses of the vaccine developed by Australian firm CSL and the University of Queensland. Now cases of HIV false positive testing are coming in for both patients who had COVID-2 and some who had the vax. Wow. 87 false positive HIV results distributed across patients who had COVID, vaccination, and presumably both. False positives, folks. Blood work. It's the only way you're going to find out. Not these PCR tests. Blood work. Especially if you've had the jab. Remember what we just talked about. Japanese scientists have found indisputable evidence that all COVID variants are man-made. Are you surprised? It's a mutating variant. Omicron is a mutating variant. There's a 25-page paper out entitled Unnaturalness in the Evolution Process of the SARS-CoV-2 Omicron Variant. It's now in the public databases. And the possibility of deliberate natural selection. Viral sequences were studied. The ones found in the wild that had been deposited into public databases. Researchers explained their study aimed to clarify the evolutionary processes leading to the formation of these Omicron variants. Focusing on Omicron variants with many amino acid mutations of the spike protein. You see, this is how we know that HIV is involved, because of the fact it mutates. It's recombinant. They did this deliberately. That's why it's man-made. Easy enough explained, right? Of course, there's going to be people out there that aren't going to believe you. That's why, you know, the one suit, natural immunity. You ever had your doctor tell you that? I'm not taking the jab because I got natural immunity. I got COVID. Well, then why are you telling me to take it? Well, because that's the narrative. I've been programmed to say that because I get paid. Wow. You see, that's why people, we use a disclaimer because we have to, but yet they can go out and break their Hippocratic oath telling people to go get the jab because it's just the right thing to do. It's the American way. Wow. And then after you get these problems, after getting the jabs, then you go to your family doctor, the one who told you to go get him, and say, well, what do we do? Duh, I don't know. Yeah. Hey, Rocky, watch me pull the rabbit out of my hat. Yeah. Again, hey, you really trust modern medicine these days? I don't think so. Another recall warning, this time your pet food. Ouch. Blue Ridge Beef. They're out in North Carolina. They've got a recall out now in some 16 states because of contamination of Salmonella and Listeria monocytogenes, according to the FDA. North Carolina-based pet company has recalled all lot numbers used by dates between N241114 to N241224 of Kitten Grind 2-pound log, Kitten Mix 2-pound log, and Puppy Mix 2-pound log. The recall involves Connecticut, Florida, Iowa, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, North Carolina, New York, Michigan, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Virginia, and Wisconsin. If you have any of these products by Blue Ridge Beef Company, you best check. If you purchase these products, you can email blueridgebeefnc@yahoo.com. If you get our email blast, the information to contact them is on it. The phone numbers, everything. You can call Stephen Lee direct, 704-880-4500. That's 704-880-4500. Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. This again, Kitten Grind 2-pound log, Kitten Mix 2-pound log, and Puppy Mix 2-pound log. Blue Ridge Beef, 16 state recall. You want your pet getting sick? The FDA is also advising parents to wash and sanitize pet food bowls, cups, and storage containers especially if you have recalled food in them. Now for the good news. 123 people have been recently arrested in Florida, which is the third most populated state for sex trafficking, including a nurse and a teacher. Yep, a spiritual leader as well. 3-month operation known as Operation Renewed Hope, carried out by the Tampa County, Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office Human Trafficking Squad. 120 people arrested, charged with human trafficking related crimes. See, they're going after the Johns now. But these teachers and a nurse and a spiritual leader, these are individuals who betrayed our trust, according to Sheriff Chad Cronister. Undercover streetwalker hotel motel operations total since this program started. The human trafficking squad just in Hillsborough County, Florida alone has arrested 604 individuals and charged 36 with trafficking related crimes. They've also rescued 28 victims from the grips of human trafficking as well. Oh my gosh, Darlene, you are back. Pray tell, how have you been?
Oh, I'm just fine, a little chilly like everyone else, but, you know, it's been crossing my mind on vectors in this COVID-19 jab, and I say that because here in the state of Indiana, lice, like the children get in school and pass it around because we got carpet instead of tile nowadays and other reasons, but the state of Indiana does not believe at this point that lice transmit disease even though they're a vector. So I did like Strector said, and I said, well, we ought to tear it apart and look for the filter, you know. But my concern is, has anyone looked at that? Have we talked about that?
No, I haven't talked about transmitting by lice. That it's interesting, though, because I, you know, it's really rare. I haven't heard a lot about lice contaminations these days, probably because I don't have kids in school.
Right, but I mean, it's not just lice, it's all the vectors, you know, the mosquito, the tick, you know, because look what Lyme disease has done with the tick from Lyme, Connecticut, you know.
Yeah, well, we have talked about the fact that some of these issues, we've talked about that, especially when it comes to ticks being deliberately infected so that they bite people and spread it. Yeah, we did discuss
that. There's a couple
that.
Hollywood movies on that where they put it on the dog and then the dog takes it to the person they want to get. There's another thing, too. What the heck is it? Oh, the vestie thing. Looking for vestie transvestites, you know? They don't get leg transplants, so the first thing you need to do is look at their feet and their legs. That's my clue, generally. And we never saw Michael's legs, you know?
No, we never did. Got to wonder about
somebody
that.
Somebody said, yeah. So that's the other thing. Just look at their feet. They need leg transplants, too.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Yeah, you can have, they get facial feminization surgeries, FFS. They get all that stuff. I mean, this is the thing. You know, we already know from what Tucker had on with that fellow that Obama likes gay sex, so... Okay.
Well, I knew that a long time ago.
Yeah, well, of course, and that's why he's got Michael with him, you know. So we had a feeling that this was going to come out. It is all going to come out, and they're going to whitewash this thing. If I was Mr. Robinson, I would think twice about that. And, you know, that's not the only thing that people are going to be looking at, not just their feet and their legs, but they're going to go a little bit further up into the crotch area to see whether there's a package there. You know, you can't have it both ways. I don't know. Maybe you can if you're an Obama. Who knows? Anyway, well, I appreciate your call. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
One more thing. When Trump was put in, when Inauguration Day for Trump happened, they did a flash with the camera to the Obamas, and old Michael was having a meltdown.
Yeah.
So you might want to look at that because that was kind of funny.
Yeah. All right. It will. I appreciate that. Do we have Debbie in Indiana holding?
Yes.
How you doing, Debbie?
Hello?
What's going on? You got a minute. Go ahead.
I got a couple things I heard. I don't know if you heard them or not, but one of them, the Surgeon General in Florida said that the COVID jab is the Antichrist of all medications.
I hadn't heard Joseph Latipo say that. We've had him on the show before. Maybe we should get him back again. They basically want to ban the COVID jab in Florida completely. So that's what we know. Debbie, thanks for your call. I appreciate it. We're out of time for today, folks. I want to congratulate U.S. Air Force Second Lieutenant Madison Marsh. She's a fighter pilot, and she won the Miss America title at Walt Disney Theater in Orlando, Florida over the weekend. Congratulations, Madison. Yeah. Got some interesting photos. We have a take Biden to the train station photo of Beth Dutton that looks like it was superimposed. People are getting creative out there. It's on our email blast. Make sure you subscribe. In the meantime, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Take the holiday off. Don't worry about that. Got all sorts of stuff on our email blast. Subscribe. Shop from the Power Hour. Shop from the Power Mall. Keep us on the air. We appreciate that. Free shipping when you spend $200. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Stay safe in this nasty weather.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com. or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.